Paul says in Galatians 3, writing about AD 48, thereabouts, the church is in Galatia, to give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. This is what I mean, the law which came 430 years afterward does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? That's the question. It was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. And it was put in place through angels by an intermediary. Now an intermediary implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Christ Jesus might be given to those who believe. Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we're no longer under a guardian. Thus ends the reading of God's word. May he add his blessing to it this morning, and writes eternal truths upon our hearts. Okay, so we are in this text today, Galatians 3, 15 through 25, and we got this gospel being unpacked throughout this whole book. The emphasis is on the gospel and believing the gospel, and how in the world, after you've heard this, can you turn around and go some other direction and start acting as if you don't live in God's grace by the gospel message and believing, but by doing. We're too far in for me to recap the whole thing, but just so you know, Christ is our righteousness. He has borne our curse if we're believing in him. And now we're going to look at that implication of why, what do we do with this gospel? So, you might wonder, why is this such a big deal? Well, in work, in school, in relationships, sort of the idea is communicated that if you're good enough, you will succeed and be accepted. If you don't measure up, you get a lot of consequences, right? You see this in school all the time, don't you? School, learning, you get grades, you become a number. You know, you get all A's, or you get all C's, or you fail your classes, and these things sort of define you, your value. Well, the gospel says to those who think they need to prove themselves is, no, you don't. Not to God. And then it says to those who think, hey, I'm not good enough, it says, well, yeah, you're exactly right. You're not good enough. Right? But also says, when you got pressure to succeed, it says, well, he's already succeeded for you. So to those of us who are struggling, that's good news.